speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, September the 16th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the drones of war. Yeah, they've let loose the drones of war. Not the dogs of war, but the drones of war. And we're going to take a look at what is ahead as it sent panic through various oil markets. If you had to get gas over the weekend, as I did, you saw that immediately it was reflected in the pumps. This always happens. Whenever there is a spike because of uncertainty and the price of oil, they immediately go up by a vast amount at the pumps, even though the price hasn't changed what they got in the tanks. But, you know, that's just the way the world works, unfortunately. And we're going to get heavily screwed in other ways, I'm afraid. Because even though John Bolton is gone, the policies and the institutions that he represents are still well represented there. And you can see this with the op-ed pieces on Fox News, with the op-ed pieces on the Wall Street Journal telling us President Trump doesn't have any options now. War's on the table. He's just got to go. Do this. So we're going to take a look at who has replaced Bolton, and we're going to look at how this issue that's come to the fore here. Was it really the Iranians? I mean, the Houthi rebels, who have backing from the Iranians. This is a long-standing intervention of the Saudis in Yemen, a war that basically we should not be involved in. But we're going to be drawn into this because of our entangling alliances with Saudi Arabia, our alliances with Israel. Over the weekend, we had President Trump saying, well, you know what, we need to have maybe a defense treaty that we could do if Netanyahu gets reelected. Look, whether you support Netanyahu or not, you should pay attention to the wisdom of a wise president who warned us as he was leaving office not to get involved in foreign entangling alliances. We don't listen to that president anymore. That was George Washington. He doesn't know anything. We've got better ideas now. See, human nature has not changed. Just because we fight wars with different weapons doesn't make them any less lethal. And as a matter of fact, they're quite a bit more lethal than they were at the time of Washington. And we don't pay any attention to the warnings of all of the founding fathers, regardless of which political party they were. You had people who were very different from each other. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, all of them, even though they were political opponents at the time, they all agreed that they didn't want us involved in foreign entanglements. And yet, that's exactly what our American government has been working on for the last 60 years. As Pat Buchanan has said many times, we have treaties that have set up tripwires to get us involved in each and every war. But in this particular case, even before that was happening, and possibly you could say, well, it was because of our alliances with Israel and with Saudi Arabia that we started this provocation in the Persian Gulf and decided that we were going to blockade that area. And I don't know whether Iran is involved in this or not, but this is a spiral of escalation. And if we see who is still advising the president, if we see the media that he listens to, Fox News and others, and we see the globalist warmongering voice of the Wall Street Journal saying there is no other choice, we ought to be very concerned about this. That's, by the way, one of the reasons why the social media and the establishment media, all handmaids of the military-industrial complex. That's why organizations like the Wall Street Journal and Fox News get check marks. Because they, like CNN and the Washington Post and New York Times, will push the information that the same people who just tried to overthrow the president are now telling us, oh, you can trust us. You know, we lied to you about weapons of mass destruction. We lied to you about the Russian overthrow of our elections. But we're telling you the truth now. Now, these same people say, we lie, we cheat, we steal. We have classes on that. Now they're telling us exactly what happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family, because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, September the 16th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, we have an escalation over the weekend. And there's a number of things that we can learn from this, and there are other things that are still uncertain about this. The economic markets, the oil markets are very, very uncertain. I mean, they're oscillating like a slinky. If you look at what the algorithms were doing overnight, they don't know what to make about this thing. I mean, it is just going up and down, up and down, up. Huge swings. They don't know what to do, how to price this, because as this, as the Saudi oil fields, were attacked by drones, and we'll talk about what that really tells us about the future of warfare. But as they were attacked by drones, it shut down half of their production, which is 5% of the world's oil. And so it's created some very shaky situations. But I think Bernie Sanders has got his mind wrapped around this. As he reminded us at the debate in Houston on Thursday night, we don't even know who our real enemy is. Well, I would agree with him about that. Not too much I agree with Bernie on, but I think he pointed the finger at the wrong enemy. But maybe we can play this clip for you, and then I'm going to suggest perhaps we've got a new suspect for these attacks. Was it Yemen? Was it the Iranians? Was it the CIA? Was it Israeli intelligence? Was it the Saudis? You know, I mean, but we've got somebody else here who might be the culprit. Video clip number one.
I don't think we have to spend $750 billion a year on the military when we don't even know who our enemy is. I think that what we have got to do is bring this world together. Bring it together on climate change. Bring it together in fighting against terrorism. And make it clear that we as a planet, as a global community, we'll work together to help countries around the world rebuild their struggling economies and do everything that we can to rid the world of terrorism. But dropping bombs on Afghanistan and Iraq was not the way to do it.
All right, there we go. All right, maybe he's got a solution. And I want to know this, after seeing that, after Bernie Sanders says, we don't even know who our enemy is. Is it Al-Qaeda? Is it Al-Nusra? Is it the Mujahideen? Is it ISIS? What name are they using today? The same people, by the way, that we've been arming and supplying over there in the Middle East. So we're going to have one war after the other. Is it the oil companies? Is it the environmentalists? There's an idea for you. Is it Bernie Sanders? Where was Bernie Sanders when these drone strikes were being carried out? Where was Greta Thunberg, right? Where was Greenpeace? It could be any of these people. Rex Tillerson. And these people who want us to stop fossil fuels, any of them could have been behind this. I agree with them. I think we're wasting a lot of money, and I think we're jousting at imaginary enemies who have been created for us by the military-industrial complex that is now telling us that we've got to go to war against Iran. We've got a new justification for going to war against Iran. Even as John Bolton leaves and everybody's saying, well, look, we're going to have a meeting between President Trump and the Iranians, this happens. What a surprise. What a surprise. Things may not be as they appear on the surface, right? So we don't really know who does it. Could be Emmanuel Macron, right? Where was the Frenchman when all this happened? Because these people want to shut down our economy that is based on oil. This might be the way to do it. You know, welcome to the real world, where we find out what the world really runs on. It doesn't run on Tesla batteries. It doesn't run on solar cells. The real world runs on cheap energy, what they like to call fossil fuels. But understand, all the fossil fuel talk, it's not fossil fuels. You can get petroleum from a number of different ways. It doesn't have to be, it's constantly being recreated, and you can recreate it as well. So it can be manufactured. But they don't want us to use that. They don't want us to use coal. They don't want us to use oil. They don't want us to use gas. But the reality is that it's not just our lifestyle. It's not just our economy. It is our life itself that depends on cheap energy. And we have a very fragile infrastructure, as we can see with this. Yahoo is saying the drone attack on the Saudi oil field is seen as realizing our worst fears. Yeah. Welcome to the real world. You guys wanted to shut down oil? Well, you got it about 10 years early. How about that? If you start a war, you can shut down the entire supply of oil. So, you know, maybe the UN globalists are getting desperate enough that they will start a Middle East war to collapse the economy, to take us back into medieval serfdom with a high-tech austerity program imposed on us. And they say, well, you know, we're going to have no energy, no barbecues, no fires, no meat, no nothing. The apparent drone strike Saturday on the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil production facilities was a realization of their worst fears, reports Yahoo. Based on early reports, multiple relatively inexpensive drone devices, asymmetric warfare, were able to pierce Saudi defenses in a way that a traditional air force could not. Flying long distances to drop potent bombs that apparently set vast portions of the Saudi petroleum infrastructure ablaze. That's right. Asymmetric warfare comes to the world's fragile infrastructure. These were Houthi rebels taking credit for this in Saudi Arabia, Houthi rebels in Yemen. And again, this is the war that one of the world's richest countries, apparently, in terms of If you look at the sheikh, if you look at the royal family, they have a lot of money. They can buy a lot of weapons from the United States. They can buy a lot of treasury bills to prop up our petrodollar. But all of that doesn't help them to defeat perhaps the world's poorest country in a civil war. You want to talk about asymmetric warfare? Money doesn't help you. Modern weapons from the U.S. military industrial complex doesn't help you. Instead, whoever sent in these drones, it's a lesson that we should learn before we jump wholesale into a war with Iran. Do you really want to be that stupid? Do you really want to be that stupid? We're likely to see many more of these sorts of attacks, said an independent risk consultant talking in Washington, D.C. We might see coordinated attacks on multiple targets, likely, possibly in tandem with cyber attack components. They said, this is very new. We've never had drones as the basis of an attack. Really? Not even on 9/11? I've always, you know, we talked a lot about the different government narratives about 9/11 last week on its 18th anniversary. One of the things I always thought was suspicious about that was the fact that again, you know, we have all of the narrative that came out last week. You know, the New York Times, oh, look, you know, the planes attacked the building. Everybody got upset. It wasn't the planes. You know, it was the Muslims, the Saudis. That's why we attacked Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, nobody can keep this narrative straight. They don't understand the multiple conflicts of it from the very beginning. But they always talk about the Twin Towers. They don't talk about the third building, right? And nobody really talks about the fact that was it possible for those planes to have even been a drone? you know, for decades before 9/11, when they would test the safety of commercial airliners, they would fly them remotely. They'd have cameras on board that could survive the crash to show what happened to the crash dummies and so forth. You've probably seen those. It's not hard to find them. But they pretended that, you know, oh, there had to be people on board those planes. And then immediately after that, it turns out that the U.S. military has a very sophisticated air force of drones never revealed before. Immediately they roll this out because they didn't want anybody thinking that there was, that was a possibility on 9/11. We will one day find out what happened with that. But yeah, flying a drone puts a new spin on things. No, it's a very, very old tactic, in my opinion. We'll be right back. Alex Jones has a comment on this he wants to weigh in on. We'll be right back with his comment. Stay with us.
Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented SilverSol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you, the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Energy Secretary Rick Perry have both said in statements to the American people and to the International Atomic Energy Agency of the UN that there is no evidence that these strikes against two major Saudi Arabian oil fields that knocked out 5% of world oil supply, killing all world reserves, came out of Yemen and the rebels there that are Iranian proxy fighters. They're saying evidence is mounting that it came out of Iran, that these are high-tech drones. Anyway, you cut this is the closest we've been to a major new, not just regional conflict, but a global conflict. Most analysts agree that a war with Iran will quickly escalate between proxy forces, between Shiite and Sunni. Iran backing Shiite, Saudi Arabia backing Sunni. There is really no way to describe how serious this is. I had basically a mental block yesterday on my Sunday show. I mentioned it. I talked about the threat of a major war, how insane this is, how the rebels had taken responsibility, but they themselves are Iranian proxies. But the fact that they in the past have not had missiles that had this type of precision, they have launched some that were destroyed by anti-missile systems higher in the atmosphere, 5,000-6,000 feet in the air. It's not clear what type of missiles these are so far, but it looks like it had to be a cruise missile to not be shot down by anti-missile systems, which again go up and then come back down, so they're easier to be shot down. Whereas a cruise missile flies closer to the ground, is very hard to be shot down, even by nations like China, the U.S., and Russia that have high-tech systems. David Knight's breaking all this down today. I'll be in at 11. This is so serious that I'm tempted to come in right now, but I know David Knight has it all well in hand. But this is a time to be praying for real discernment. If it is Iran, the United States, obviously, and the world is going to be sucked into this. And Trump says he's locked and loaded, and that means he's probably going to act. I have to say it's very, very suspicious that the warmonger neocon Bolton was removed just a week ago, and now this is happening. That said, Iran has its own deep state that double deals and manipulates its own government as well. There's a lot of factions. It's well known that part of our CIA helped the Ayatollah Khomeini get into power in 1979. And so there's layers upon layers upon layers to all of this. We have the Iran-Contra situation, sending them weapons, tow missiles, you name it, in exchange for not releasing the hostages till Reagan got into power. There is just, again, still waters run deep, but these troubled waters run even deeper. And I cannot express enough how serious this is. The magnitude of two of the largest oil refineries in the world being blown sky high. It's the stuff that Armageddon is made of. The Iranians have sleeper cells all over the world. They've got Hezbollah all over the world. Our open borders have allowed these individuals to come in mass. They are well positioned. They are not synthetic like ISIS or Al-Qaeda with this long history of being connected to Western intelligence. They are run out of Iran. And Iran has said they will use sleeper cells all over Europe and the United States to attack asymmetrically if there is an attack on Iran. Obviously, Iran already has nuclear weapons. They just are now developing the missile delivery systems, and that's why Israel is getting so concerned and moving into the position they are of a strike on Iran. It is very conceivable, in fact, beyond conceivable. It is, I would have to say, probable. I would give it about a 60% chance that in the next 48 hours, Israel begins strikes on Iran. And then Iran is going to respond back with a hail of missiles, short range, medium range. And they've even reportedly developed some ballistic missiles that can hit areas of Europe. They might even pull out some of their nukes. And then you've got India and Pakistan in a proxy war. India in a proxy war with China. India sending in masses of troops into Kashmir a month ago, massing more troops on the Chinese border last week. Look at all the armies moving into position around the world. This is biblical, ladies and gentlemen. And I was planning to travel for a very special media event, several special media events that I was being conducting that I wasn't going to announce till they happened. I am seriously considering not leaving town today. I would still end up being on the show Tuesday and Wednesday, but I don't even know if I should be in the air or traveling outside of ATX when this is happening. And believe me, I never cancel trips because of geopolitical developments. This is that serious. For the first time in 25 years on air, as of 6:30 in the morning while I'm taping this, about to send it over for David Knight when he goes live at 8 a.m., that I'm seriously considering not leaving town. But we're going to know very, very soon. Very, very soon. We'll be covering it all live during the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. My broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Owen Schroyer, The War Room, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Then there's an hour break. And then we have the program with Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert, 7 to 9 Central. Infowars.com/show and band.video. All right, we've got coverage of this global economic and military crisis at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I'm going to be calling in all my experts for my show today. Please stay with us and please share these links on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, email, text message. A lot of folks aren't going to realize how important this is. A lot of folks aren't going to realize how big this is. This was a minor footnote yesterday when I was on the Sunday show. No one's even really concerned about it. Everybody's going about their business because we've lived in peace and freedom so long, relatively. And we just had the 18th anniversary of 9/11. This whole thing is very, very foreboding. And again, I'm going to finish taping this and go pray for a few minutes for justice and peace and transparency and discernment. All right, back to David Knight and the live broadcast in Austin, Texas. Please, again, spread the word right now so the truly independent media institution can reach a lot of new people who are going to be asking what's happening during this crisis. Pray for peace.
All right, and you heard Alex Jones saying it's very suspicious that this is happening so soon after Bolton is leaving. We had some hopes that there were going to be some talks. That is now apparently not going to happen. That's what we hear from the Iranian side, that discussion at the United Nations between Trump and the Iranians is not going to happen, is what they're saying. But as we look at the warmongering press, Wall Street Journal, for example, Trump has few options to respond to the Saudi oil attack. And this is the way they lay it out. They said, at a time when the national security team is at its thinnest point in over a year, surprise, surprise, this happens. Really? Yeah. Where is John Bolton when we need him? According to the Wall Street Journal, with Iranian involvement widely suspected in Saturday's attacks, Mr. Trump faces new questions about his Iran strategy with a diminished set of tools. You hear that? See, there's nothing that a diminished set of tools, says the Wall Street Journal. There's nothing he can do but, you know, escalate the war, right? The war is the only option. And again, that's one of the reasons why Wall Street Journal is an authorized outlet of the military-industrial complex and their servants, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth. Trust everything the Wall Street Journal tells you. Anything that you hear from InfoWars, you cannot trust. Look, I'm going to tell you when we come back who this guy that took Bolton's place is every bit as bad, if not perhaps worse. And we're going to take a look at what Pompeo is saying and what President Trump has said as well. Some things that would soothe tensions and markets, but also some things that would escalate it. We're hearing both of those from President Trump. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the Fire Department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis. And to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world is awakened to 9/11, and InfoWars and our researchers and our guests, our whistleblowers, have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, super silver skin cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your super silver skin cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, what we're looking at here is a potential to be a total world war. It could be a total world depression as well with the disruption of oil supplies. I've had Gerald Slinty on many times talking about how the military-industrial complex in Washington was playing with fire. If they start a war in the Middle East with Iran, that would take out most of the world's oil supplies. We just saw this with Saudis losing half of their oil production with one drone strike over the weekend. That's 5% of the world's oil gone just like that. You want to escalate this? Well, we could have a war between Saudi Arabia and Iran, and we could get involved, and we could help to do that. And that will plunge the world into a global recession. Just take a look at what happened, all of you who remember. And if you don't remember, go back and take a look at the history books. But anybody who lived through the late 1970s as OPEC was flexing its muscle with an arbitrarily imposed escalation of oil prices, look at what that did to our country, the stagflation that we had. Stagnant economic growth, but very, very high inflation. We had interest rates that were more than you can imagine right now. I remember We bought a home at the time. My wife and I had just gotten married. 13% fixed interest rate. Yeah, that type of stagflation we're talking about. And you haven't seen anything yet if this continues to escalate. But I think that perhaps right now President Trump is getting some very bad advice from people like Mike Pompeo and even the replacement for John Bolton. His replacement, acting National Security Advisor Charles Kupperman, used to work for the Reagan administration. And he sounded like Dr. Strangelove himself when he was talking about a nuclear war between the U.S. and Russia. These people don't fear that, as a matter of fact. We've talked many times about how the U.S. military-industrial complex would love to have, Joel Skousen talks about how they would love to have a nuclear war because they believe that they could survive and they could win it. And folks, this isn't, you know, we've always talked about mutually assured destruction. The people in the Pentagon really never believed that. They believed that it wasn't going to be mutual destruction. They believed they could win this war. And in the 1980s, the guy who has taken John Bolton's place was one of the biggest advocates of, hey, yeah, we could lose a few million here and a few million there, you know. And right now, you've got all these people in the Pentagon telling President Trump, I imagine if we were to tune into the discussions right now, it would kind of look like the war room discussions of General Buck Turgeson from Dr. Strangelove. Remember this? Play that clip.
If the pilot's good, see, I mean, if he's really sharp, he can barrel that baby in solo. I mean, you ought to see it sometime. It's a sight. A big plane, like a 52, room. There's jet exhaust, frying chickens in the barnyard.
Yeah, but has he got a chance?
Has he got a chance? Hell yeah.
Yeah, actually he does. Actually he does. And this is the kind of, these guys get swept away with the military weapon systems. I mean, this, Dr. Strangelove was a black comedy, but it was very dark because it was based on reality. We go back and take a look. If you really want to know the history of this, the real history of this, take a look at the book called Raven Rock. The subtitle of it was The Story of the U.S. Government's Secret Plan to Save Itself While the Rest of Us Die. One of the hardened facilities for AT&T, which was a secret partner with the U.S. military back in the 1960s, one of the secret sites that they had that was right in the beginning of this book in the introduction, was a place called Big Hole, not too far from where I used to live in North Carolina. And, of course, we were all told, oh, that's been shut down years ago, and the Cold War ended, we shut that down, and the people who were highly connected in politics, the mayor and all that, they had all worked at that facility, that hardened underground facility. And so one day my wife and sons decided that they would go down that road. You remember that, Travis? You guys went down that road and all of a sudden the station that was still there, everybody's saying, well, it's been abandoned and everything. All of a sudden the loudspeakers come on. Turn back. You're earning an authorized facility. What'd they tell you, Travis? Are you there?
I do remember it. It's a little bit vague, but I do remember the fact that they had a guard tower with a spotlight and many armed guards for a facility that was supposedly defunct for years.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, later on, that was probably 6 or 7 years before everybody started talking about that facility in New York City. They said, look at this. It looks like some kind of a Soviet fortress, style. Brutal architecture. You know, we have the exposed concrete walls with no windows and so forth. Right smack dab in the middle of New York City. And it was one of those facilities. It wasn't hardened and underground like the one in North Carolina. And there were multiple ones of those in North Carolina. But they had a plan where they believed that they could initiate a nuclear war and they could survive it. As a matter of fact, Kupperman, this guy who is now in John Bolton's place, going back to the 1980s, he was talking about when he was part of the Reagan administration, he was talking about the fact that he thought that nuclear conflict with Russia, actually the Soviet Union at that time, was winnable. And he said, quote, nuclear war is a destructive thing, but it's still in large part a physics problem. And he took this position of John Bolton last Tuesday. Here we are about a week later, and we're ready to blow up the world's energy supplies and start a global war. because Russia and China are going to be involved in this as well. What he talked about at the time, you know, this physics problem that he talked about, he said, well, I can imagine a scenario where only 20 million people in America died, only 20 million Americans died, as opposed to 150 million. He says if it was only 20 million people, then the nation could then emerge stronger and could prevail in the objectives, right? Just like Dr. Strangelove. With enough planning, this is not Dr. Strangelove now. I am reading you what the guy who took John Bolton's place in the White House and the Trump administration said. With enough planning and civil defense measures such as, quote, a certain layer of dirt and some reinforced construction materials, the effects of nuclear war could be limited and the U.S. would be able to fairly quickly rebuild itself after an all-out conflict with the Soviet Union. It might take 15 years, but geez, look how long it took Europe to recover after the Second World War. And then he talked about Hiroshima, which was one of the two cities that was bombed to end the Second World War. He said, Hiroshima, after it was bombed, it was back up and operating 3 days later. I hadn't noticed that. Yeah, no problem at all. As a matter of fact, to look at how life imitates art, let's go back to Dr. Strangelove, because that's what this guy literally sounds like. Play the other clip of the actual Dr. Strangelove.
Mr. President, I would not rule out the chance to preserve a nucleus of human specimens. It would be quite easy. At the bottom of some of our deeper mine shafts, radioactivity would never penetrate a mine some thousands of feet deep. And in a matter of weeks, sufficient improvements in dwelling space could easily be provided.
How long would you have to stay down there?
Well, let's see now. Cobalt sodium G?
Yeah, it's just a physics problem. Yeah, we can calculate this out.
radioactive half-life of...
Let me get out my slide rule here.
I would think that possibly 100 years.
No problem at all. You know, and he said, hey, look, we were told at the time, if you see a nuclear flash in a city, you know, try to get out of the city if the bombs are coming in. Just get into a ditch. You'll be okay. Maybe a little bit of dirt, too.
Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, and your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family, because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over the counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number 3rd bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're being told now by Mike Pompeo and others within the U.S. government after first hearing from the first reports saying that it was low-tech drone strikes, and the initial wave of commentary was that it shows how vulnerable our high-tech infrastructure is and our global infrastructure is to asymmetric warfare. Because anybody with a drone, it's very easy for them to blow up essentially vulnerable oil refineries because they're so explosive. Now, the U.S. government said, oh, no. It wasn't. That couldn't be done with unsophisticated drones. It had to be something that was done by a state actor. And we know who would do that. That would be the Iranians, right? Well, think back to 9/11. What were we told then? Right? We were told that, as they're telling us now, only sophisticated cruise missiles can blow up oil refineries that are very volatile by their nature. We were told that two planes could take down three skyscrapers in New York. And it could be done by very asymmetric warfare. You had some Saudis who were living in Afghanistan caves, and they were able to somehow engineer multiple attacks across the country. You know, three buildings taken out in New York and the Pentagon and so forth, and another one that we were told. And that's no problem. That hit a steel skyscraper that President Trump had pointed out had already taken a bomb at the foundation, at the basement. He said, that's the strongest building I've ever seen, the strongest skyscraper I've ever seen. But three of those could be taken down by when only two of them were hit by planes. And the government wanted you to believe that. But now they take the opposite approach. Now they say that drones, which has become, now in the wake of 9/11, has become very, very common technology. Drones could not possibly have taken out these Saudi oil refineries. It had to be something very, very sophisticated. Well, I'm telling you, it had to be something very, very sophisticated to take down those skyscrapers. And we see now the FBI has finally agreed to name the Saudi official who helped the 9/11 attackers. See, their narrative was that our allies, they were about to go to war on the behalf of the Saudis. Remember those guys? that the U.S. government has been protecting for the last 18 years? Well, we got 28 pages here where we said we lay it all out there in secret testimony that we're not going to allow the American people to see. Secret testimony. We know that it was the Saudis and Saudis alone that engineered this, but we got them out of the country and we covered up all that information, kept it classified, even though the families wanted to see it. Told the families, you can't get any compensation from the Saudis for helping this. I mean, even if you believe that naive narrative that they sold everybody, if you believe that, you should be furious enough at how they covered this up. Even if you believe the official story, you should be furious about what they did in the wake of this. And so now we got the FBI saying, well, the families, the 9/11 families, remember the 9/11 families that all the politicians worship and adore when it's the anniversary, and then they give them the back of their hand the rest of the, you know, the other 364 days of the year? They have so much nice stuff to say about the families, but they won't give them a hand, right? These same people who lied about that, the same people who had had absolutely no problem killing a 500,000 kids with sanctions. You know, that was Madeleine Albright. But it's, again, you got to understand, it's not a Republican-Democrat thing. This is the entrenched government establishment, the bureaucratic establishment, the State Department, the military-industrial complex. They don't have a problem killing a 500,000 kids. Madeleine Albright didn't blink. She wasn't embarrassed to say, yeah, killed them. It was worth it. These same people who are willing to kill 3,000 Americans on 9/11 to destroy the Constitution, the same people who lied to the New Yorkers and said it's safe to go on the streets because they wanted it to appear that they'd achieved enough. They didn't want to get people too panicked. So, yeah, go about your life normally. It's safe. Come on out. Come on out. And then they ignore the people as they're dying now over the last 18 years who believed the government lies. And they got other government lies too that they sell you, right? Again. You know, we're all told to, you know, just get down the ditch. Maybe, you know, put a little bit of dirt on you. You'll be fine if that nuclear attack happens. We can survive this. We're not going to build any civil defense stations for you. But you better believe they've got a lot for them. I mean, entire book, Raven Rock, about what they did for themselves. But the families had sought an unredacted copy of a 4-page 2012 summary of an FBI inquiry into three people who may have assisted some of these alleged hijackers. The third person, whose name is redacted, is described in the summary as having tasked the other two with assisting the hijackers. Here we are 18 years later, and the government is still protecting the Saudis and the Saudi government, who they say assisted these terrorists to do this fantasy terror attack that they're talking about. Riyadh has denied complicity in the attacks, and the government, after saying the Saudis were, you know, these Saudi nationals were involved. Oh, but the Saudi government had absolutely nothing, but we're finding out that it did. That it did. According to their story. And I'm sure I would have absolutely no doubt that the CIA, the FBI, the Saudi intelligence, Prince Bandar, Israeli Mossad intelligence, that they were all working together. They were all working together on this thing. In an odd admission that appears to suggest that they're withholding even more evidence, the FBI said that it would provide the name of one Saudi official that the families had most wanted, but it wouldn't release any other information that they sought. And when you look at this, and you look at how the mainstream media has attacked this, you know, the New York Times comes out and says some airplanes took aim at the Twin Towers. And everybody, oh, it wasn't airplanes. It was Islamic terrorists. Well, that's the official narrative, wasn't it? It didn't have anything to do with Bob Mueller and all the same people who covered this up and shut down the event. They had nothing to do with it. The same people who just tried to overthrow our election with a bunch of lies. They had absolutely nothing to do with this. And it was the Twin Towers. It wasn't three buildings. It was the Twin Towers. And it was airplanes that did it. You know, we were told it was, but don't pay any attention to the Saudis. You know, we're just told that, but don't worry. Don't look too closely, right? And people buy into this. You know, I feel very sorry for the son of one of the 9/11 victims who was angry at Ilhan Omar. I don't like Ilhan Omar, but, you know, I don't believe anything about this government narrative. And so I question everything when it comes to them starting another war, another attack. Because you have to understand, who are the good guys over there? Is it the Shiites or is it the Wahhabis? You know, the Shiites in Iran or the Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia? Which ones are the good guys that we should be allied with? I'm not so sure that the Saudis are the best that the Islamic world has to offer, quite frankly. They chop off more heads than ISIS did on a regular basis, and they're proud of it. They're not ashamed of it. They do it openly. They televise it. And just look at Saudi Arabia or look at Iran versus Israel. You know, Israel's got a right to protect itself. So does Saudi Arabia. So does Iran. But do we have to be drawn into every single one of these conflicts? And yet when we look at this, President Trump is trying to put out some soothing words to the markets. He tweeted out one of his tweets and all uppercase with an exclamation mark. He says, plenty of oil. We got plenty of oil. Don't panic. And I think he's right. We do have plenty of oil. But then you have the people of Fox News and Wall Street Journal, Fox News, saying Trump was right to pull out of the Iranian deal, talking about what Mike Pompeo said in a tweet. Iran has now launched its unprecedented attack on the energy supply. There is no evidence that the attacks came from Yemen, says the guy who said we lie, we cheat, we steal. And you can trust him because the CIA would never lie to the American people, you know, about election or anything else, right? President Trump then tweeted, Saudi Arabian oil supply was attacked. There is reason to believe that we know the culprits are locked and loaded depending on verification, but we are waiting to hear from the kingdom as to who they believe was the cause of the attack and under what terms we would proceed. Oh, so we're waiting for Saudi Arabia to tell us what to do. Are you kidding me? This is like the discussion that Jeff Sessions had once upon a time with Leon Panetta. Well, you tell us if you're going to send troops into Syria. Well, we would consult with our allies in the United Nations, and then we might tell Congress later on. So we're waiting to hear from the kingdom what they believe and how what we should do. Absolutely amazing. Folks, before we go to break here, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to keep Free Press open, and it is essential. You know, when a war starts, these people plan things out a long time. When a war starts, the first casualty is truth. And that means they've got to shut down the free press. You've been very good about keeping us open, supporting us over the last year. We've got some great specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality, you can get with that. You can get Carnivore as a special there. We also have a new product, Chill Force, to help you relax. You might need some of that, as well as Super Silver Skin Cream. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the Fire Department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It's just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis. And to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world is awakened to 9/11, and InfoWars and our researchers and our guests, our whistleblowers, have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I said, when we talked about 9/11 last week, as many people have said, if they hate us for our freedom, as W said, those people who attacked on 9/11, they hate us for our freedom. Well, they must love us now. Except that we haven't done anything to really stop that. When you look at the open borders, when you look at the fact that we were told as part of the official story that you had these 9/11 hijackers, most of them had overstayed their visa, and we didn't do anything about it, right? Wasn't a problem, and we still haven't closed that loophole 18 years later. See, they don't believe their official story either, do they? They really don't. It was just a pretense, and we got to be careful about how they pretend various things in order to get us into wars. Saudi oil attack, U.S. intelligence says now, shows that Iran was involved. That it could only be a sophisticated attack. It could not be done with ordinary drones and that sort of thing. You couldn't blow up oil refineries with drones. But you can take down steel skyscrapers with, you know, ordinary means. Three of them with two planes. Iran has now denied that it is behind the drone attacks on the plants in Saudi Arabia. As Mike Pompeo said that Tehran was responsible for an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. Iran's foreign minister said in a tweet on Sunday that Pompeo was turning from maximum pressure on Iran to maximum deceit. He said the U.S. and its clients are stuck in Yemen because of an illusion that weapon superiority will lead to military victory. And we should pay attention to that. You know, sometimes people who hate us, sometimes people who are our adversaries will give us a little bit of a glimpse of the truth, and we should be very concerned about this. The population of Iran is much, much, much bigger than Iraq was. And what's happened in Iraq after we declared mission accomplished? We're still there, aren't we? And when you look at Iran, it is, again, much larger population and land area size than Iraq. There are mountainous areas like Afghanistan, but it's also the issue of oil supply. If you don't care about innocent life being shed for geopolitical goals, and if you don't think that that's going to come back on us, then I guess you just don't believe there's a God who is just, right? We used to have those kinds of discussions in the United States because we didn't want to go to an immoral, we don't want to be part of an immoral war. We didn't want to start a war by attacking somebody that had not attacked us. But I talked about the kind of crazy warmongering advisors that President Trump has surrounding him right now. This is a real danger, a real danger. These people think that they can survive, and they probably can. You may not if we establish war. Americans just don't believe, though, that war could ever come to the shores of America. That's why, if you remember the Mark Dice, I think was the one who went to the street and, you know, asked people, yeah, are you afraid of nuclear war with Russia? Nah, no problem. And somebody did that same report in Russia, and they thought we were crazy. Because it wasn't that long ago that they had warfare in their country at the end of World War II, where millions of people died. They understand that. They understand what a brutal regime is like under Stalin. Americans don't understand that either. So we don't really worry about authoritarian Marxist leadership and a system of government because we haven't suffered under that for too long. And we don't really worry about war because we haven't experienced that on our shores for many, many generations. Going back to the Civil War, it's the last time we had war in America. So most people don't think that. But we're going to talk about something that you do care about. That's your economic comfort. How would you like to have a depression where it makes what happened 10 years ago look like absolutely nothing? A depression that would make what happened in the late 1970s with the oil spikes look like absolutely nothing. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit more about what these strikes at the Saudi oil fields, shutting down one half of Saudi production, which is 5% of the world's oil supply. What effect is that going to have on the global economy? What effect is that going to have on the U.S. economy and on the U.S. election? You have to understand, President Trump, like any sitting president, his chances of re-election are really based more than anything on the economy. It's the economy, stupid. That's what Clinton's advisor said. He was very unpopular with a large part of the country, except for the fact that most people were willing to give his Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein-like behavior towards women. This is a sitting president accused of multiple cases of violent sexual assault and rape. And, of course, Ken Starr, the same guy who helped Jeffrey Epstein. Ken Starr was Jeffrey Epstein's, one of his defense lawyers, along with Alan Dershowitz and some others. But Ken Starr looked at all of the information about financial crooked dealings by the Clintons in Arkansas and elsewhere. He looked at all of the multiple accounts, allegations of violent sexual assault and rape. And he chose to go with a perjury charge about a consensual affair and kind of turn it into a, well, there's nothing to see here, said all the Democrats. This is no big deal. All the people who are now flipping out over Me Too, they had no problem with Monica Lewinsky then at that time. I mean, that was a Me Too at the very least, but they didn't have a problem with that. They saw all the same Democrat feminists who had been coming after Clarence Thomas said, no problem. Those people who are accusing Bill Clinton, they're just a bunch of bimbos. Anita Hill came after the women who said they'd been raped by Bill Clinton. She attacked them, showing the hypocrisy of all that. But he won, nevertheless, because of the economy. Most people I talked to said, yeah, he's a scumbag, but look at the economy's doing great. So they voted for him again. Now, when we look at this, the flip side of that is that if the economy melts down, if President Trump goes to war or gets drawn into war by the Saudis, by the Israelis, into an Iranian war, if that is a shock to the system, it would be a much larger shock to the system than what OPEC did intentionally in the late 1970s. You've got Wall Street Journal hyping the war again. Blasts, blazes, shake the Saudi oil town's inhabitants. And they talk about the world's global oil production and how they expect that we might see a $100 barrel price. And of course, as you noticed over the weekend, oil has already jumped a tremendous amount, even though nobody's had to buy any of this new oil. And President Trump trying to calm people down and say, there's plenty of oil, calm down. But it does show how fragile our system is in asymmetric war. You don't need high-tech drones or cruise missiles to destroy oil refineries today. Iran has denied that they're behind this. They talk about the fact that you don't need to have the best weapons in order to do something like this. They may not be able to take out a U.S. aircraft carrier with their primitive navy. Nevertheless, you've noticed that the aircraft carrier has not put itself in those shallow waters. They can't maneuver there, and that makes it vulnerable. It makes it vulnerable even to that kind of asymmetric attack. So they've stayed back in deep water. Just because we have spent, you know, $700 billion a year plus on a military doesn't mean that we're going to be able to win these asymmetric wars. As a matter of fact, we haven't won a single one. Not a single one. We're still, we're in a worse situation now in Afghanistan after 18 years. And we're at the beginning. We can go in and do a lot of shock and awe, and we can take out a conventional military, but we cannot establish order in an area. And if we have no order, and if we blow up these oil refineries, we're going to be feeling this in a global depression, not a recession. Oil has already exploded 20% higher, the biggest jump on record. Guys, see if you can pull up this Zero Hedge article. There it is right there. Zoom in on that chart right there and the one below it. Zoom in on that chart and look at how volatile the oil markets are. I mean, they are just jumping up and down like a yo-yo. I mean, it's amazing. Even the traders and the algorithms don't understand where this is going. And scroll down to the next chart there and look at it over a little bit longer period of time. Look at that. Kind of, you know, you see the oil market, things have, you know, dropped, and, then stabilized, the prices of oil stabilized. And then you see this massive oscillation that's happened over the just the last couple of days. Traders in a near frenzy as they look at this. And of course, Tehran, the capital of Iran, says that there will be no Rouhani-Trump meeting at the UN. So that is now off the table. I guess we could say mission accomplished, right? You just got to ask yourself, what is the mission? What is the purpose of the war? How do you define winning? Is winning being able to establish military bases in a country and stay there forever? Is that what winning is? Is winning starting a war that's going to last forever? And while we're talking about the economic issues, and we look at how devastating disruption of the world's energy supplies will be, take a look at another kind of strike. Not a drone strike, but an auto workers strike that began today. We have 50,000 United Auto Workers are striking against General Motors. And the interesting thing I find about this is that the last time we had a strike like this was 12 years ago. What happened 12 years ago? Well, that was the very beginning of the Great Recession. When I look at a situation like this, and I look at these workers, regardless of what you think about strikes or wages or what level they ought to be or this or that, when I look at this and I see the resistance from the CEOs that are willing to take a strike like this, I know, and you should know because you listen to this program, how auto sales have been plummeting worldwide. And how the auto executives no longer want to make the kinds of cars that you and I want to buy. They were openly talking about that at the Frankfurt Auto Show last week. Volkswagen especially taking the lead, saying consumers don't want this stuff, but we want to make it. We want to do what the government wants to do and blah, blah, blah. But the government's going to have to pony up some money and subsidize this, and they're going to have to regulate this other stuff out of existence. So GM and its woke CEO would very much like to see conventional cars go away. But they also have another problem, and that is a massive downturn for the last year in auto sales here. Not as bad as it's been in India and China, where they've seen 60-70% declines in sales. But still, a tremendous downturn. So they don't care if there's a strike. And the CEOs are looking at this, and they're sensing that we are very close to a bubble bursting. As a matter of fact, for their industry, the bubble has already burst. So they're going to take a hard line on wage increases. They're willing to shut down production because they've got too much production as it is. And when you look at what the real threat is to these people, the real threat to the United Auto Workers is really coming out of the people, was represented by the people who came after the few remaining internal combustion vehicles, the SUVs and so forth, that people were talking about at the Frankfurt show. They're there to shut down and to ban and to confiscate Make that clear. They want to do exactly what the Democrats are talking about with guns. They want to confiscate your car. They don't want to just keep you from getting one in the future. You know, Beto was saying that a year ago, just a year ago, in 2018, when he was running for Senate. I don't want to take the guns from anybody. We just don't think you ought to be able to buy AR-15s going forward. That's what they're now saying about internal combustion engines. And that's what these youthful idiots for the most part, are saying at the Frankfurt show. They are saying, you're not going to have these cars and we're going to take them away from you. The same types of people who were cheerleading for Beto at the debate. And we're going to talk about the gun issue, universal gun registration, when we come back. Stay with us. But you have to understand that this UAW strike is very bad economic news for us. Not because of what's happening with the strike per se, but because of the perception. And I think it's the right perception that we have a bubble that's burst.
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system, so many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant, originally obviously from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, that it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family, because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago, that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price. And it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. SuperSilverLife.com. Get your Super Silver skin cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The beta male says, hell yes, I'm going to violate my oath to defend the Constitution. That's the headline from Babylon Bee, and that's exactly what he's bragging about. Thumbing his nose at the Constitution, and why not? Because these people have been destroying it bit by bit for the longest time. Folks, if you want to get back in his face, we've got a great t-shirt. You'll find it at InfoWarsStore.com. As a matter of fact, you can find a link to it as well, direct link to it if you want to go to my Twitter account, Libertarian. You'll find the link to the t-shirt. It has an AK-47 there, picture of that. And underneath it, it says, Beto not. Beto not. Beto not come and take it. And so if you want to let people know that your God-given rights, and we talked about that last week, what is a God-given right? And what's the difference between rights and government-granted privileges? And what's the difference between infringing on things gradually or just doing an outright confiscation? We talked about that in detail. But if you want people to understand that you know what is going on and you're not going to just passively sit back and take this, that's a great way to try to de-escalate this. People need to understand we have a constitution there because we wanted a rule of law. We wanted to have a due process. And folks, if they want to take the guns, there is a process for that. It's called amending the Constitution. Anything other than that is destroying their authority to rule, quite frankly, because they all have to take an oath to the Constitution. The Constitution is the king of this country. They are merely temporary stewards and unfaithful ones at that. So you can find that t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, folks, we've got some other specials there I mentioned briefly at the end of the hour. You can get Super Male Vitality 50% off and a free bottle of Super Female Vitality. So Super Male Vitality 50% off and a free bottle of Super Female Vitality at the same time. Why are we doing this? Because you have supported us over this last year where they have worked to ban us everywhere. These same news organizations that are now openly pushing for war is the only solution. You know, forget about the economy, forget about war and peace, forget about human lives. No, we have to go to war, they say. Well, they didn't want us, and they didn't want our voice out there. And as we said, be very, very suspicious of this, because the first casualty of war is always the truth and shutting down the press who is going to tell you the truth. They want to have a loyal press that is going to give you the narrative that the military-industrial complex wants. But you have stood with us. You have supported us. We really appreciate that. We've opened up band.video where you can see the archives of this show and all the shows we have here at InfoWars. Four different sections there, the four different shows. You can find all that at band.video. And that's because of your support. And we really do appreciate that. And we want to support you as well with the sales like this Super Male Vitality 50% off plus a free bottle of Super Female Vitality. Just take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. At the t-shirts, at the specials that we got there, we really do appreciate your support. Let's talk a little bit about gun registration, gun confiscation, really. This is, you know, we got the Democrats who are out there talking about gun confiscation now. And for the longest time, they kept telling us, no, we're not interested in doing that. And we said, yes, they are. When you regulate something as a gradual process, that is a prelude to confiscation. That's why the founders, who understood human nature, they understood the tactics that people would use to take away your God-given rights, your natural rights that you possess. And this is a concept that is not unique even to America. This is something, as I pointed out last week, goes all the way back to Plato and Aristotle. The idea that as a human being, you possess certain rights. Sometimes we call them human rights, but there's certain rights. And you have those as a human being. If they take those away, they have dehumanized you. They have enslaved you. And the American idea was that the government was established to protect those rights. And when the government becomes destructive of those rights, It is the right of the people and the duty of the people to alter or to abolish that government and replace it with one that will support our rights. That's the basic idea of America, the Declaration of Independence, that we're endowed by our creator. That means God-given. For those of you in Hollywood who can't connect the dots, endowed by our creator means God-given. That's right there. But nevertheless, we see that Beto O'Rourke has turned into one of the best salesmen for guns that the gun industry has ever seen. One Arizona-based store, it's Alpha Dog Firearms, they sold out of their $350 AR-15s in less than 4 hours on Friday. And what happened on Thursday night? Well, that was when Beto O'Rourke just came out of the closet and told everybody where they're headed, you know, just like AOC did that. Nancy Pelosi was very upset about that. You know, the old Democrats, the smarter Democrats, they wanted to do it by stealth. Don't tell people where we're going. Let's just do it gradually, a gradual process of infringement. You lose your rights just like you go bankrupt, gradually, then suddenly. And so the people at the Arizona Alpha Dog Firearms said, we're trying to process the orders and work on getting more special deals for our good friends, for our good friend gun grabber Beto, who has sold more guns than Obama ever could. Let's go back and take a look at a clip that was put together by Julio Rosas. And this is a clip where you hear all the Democrats saying, we don't want to take your guns. We don't want to take your guns. Let's go back and review what they've said over the years. Video clip six.
And please, please do not, you know, if some of you, you know, are watching certain television stations or listening to certain radio programs, please do not believe this notion that
like
somehow
InfoWars?
I'm out to take everybody's guns away. And
I'm not here to repeal the Second Amendment. I'm not here.
I'm just going to ignore it.
To take away your guns.
No one is questioning your right to have a gun. We're not talking about taking guns away from people.
They want to create the fear that the government is actually going to come after guns because that helps sell more guns, and it has across the country.
And I think a lot of people that are out there that are fearing what we're saying right now think that we're going to try taking their guns. We're not. The Never Gun Movement and the March for Our Lives is not trying to take our guns. We're trying to take back our lives.
This is why the NRA puts up videos that try to scare Americans. They go to emotions. They go to fear. You know, people want to take away your guns. Nobody wants to take away people's guns. We just don't want to be any different than Canada or Australia or Great Britain.
Those common sense.
That's the chair of the New Democrat Coalition.
No way infringe on any constitutional.
Blumenthal.
Right.
People like Mitch McConnell are stoking it. I mean, in my state, he put out an email from his campaign that was titled, "They're coming to get your guns." I mean, that's how brazen some of them are.
I am a Second Amendment supporter. I do not want to take away any gun rights that are held through constitutional protections.
Now, if you own an AR-15, keep it. Continue to use it
Beto.
Responsibly and safely.
Hell yes.
Last
We're
year.
Going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans.
It will be voluntary. It won't be hell yes, we'll come get your
guns.
No,
it's mandatory. No, it's not voluntary. I want to make sure that we make the distinction here. It is mandatory. It will be the law. You will be required to comply with the law. So,
yeah, and you've got Kamala Harris saying, and not only that, but I will do it by executive order. I'll tell Congress what to do, and if they don't do it, I'll just do it by executive order. This is where we are right now. And so as we're all waiting to see what President Trump is going to do in terms of gun control, is he going to listen to these people? And you got to do something. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you follow the Second Amendment and you don't do anything. Maybe you roll back these unconstitutional infringements we've already got.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the fire department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It's just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis. And to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world is awakened to 9/11, and InfoWars and our researchers and our guests, our whistleblowers, have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever. Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As the stock markets opened up, we had some reactions to what had happened over the weekend. And again, as I showed you those charts, the futures, what markets were anticipating, it was just oscillating back and forth, big jumps. And today, as it opened up, you had Brent crude, one of the many measurements. You know, you have West Texas Intermediate and Brent crude, these various crude markets. Brent crude was up 19.5%. That is the biggest intraday jump in history, the biggest jump within the day. Now, of course, you know, they typically look at it. The other measurement is how much did it, it's not just the volatility during the day, but, you know, what did it finally end up at the end of the day? But it jumped at one point 19.5%. It is still up by 10%. So a lot of volatility right there in the oil industry. And, of course, that is going to percolate through the economy. The economy is one thing that will keep President Trump from getting reelected. And that will be taken down if there is a major Mideast war. We've been saying this for a long time. Gerald Celente, every time he comes on, we talk about how dangerous and reckless and irresponsible these provocative moves being taken against Iran were. And now we're seeing this escalating even further. Regardless of who was behind this attack, what was happening in Yemen by the Saudis being done there, that's absolutely indefensible, and we don't need to be a part of that. But we are linked together with the Saudis. Our relationship with the Saudis is more important to the establishment in Washington than the Constitution is. Far more important. Just like our relationship to the government of Israel, as well as our relationship with the UK and Australia, New Zealand, the Five Eyes, Canada, the five English-speaking countries that spy on everybody. Instead of calling it the Five Eyes, I'd call it the Spying Eyes. But, there's these supranational organizations, not just the UN, but these other organizations, and they are far more important to the people in Washington. NATO is another one, United Nations and so forth. That discussion, back and forth, I've played many times. Leon Panetta was then Secretary of Defense. Real smug, arrogant, saying to Jeff Sessions, we might tell you if we're going to do something, if we're going to put troops in Syria, we might tell you. We'll consult with our allies, but we'll talk to the people at NATO and the UN, and we may tell you what we're doing. Well, they didn't. They didn't. They didn't tell anybody that they'd built multiple bases and airfields in Syria, put thousands of troops there. We only learned about that when President Trump started talking about bringing some of them back. And then the Pentagon, just like they said when President Trump said, we're going to bring the troops back from Afghanistan, because this is not a winnable war, as Rand Paul has pointed out. None of these people say there's a military solution there in Afghanistan. He said, the only thing I can get from the military people is that, we just need to stay there a little bit longer. We can have some victories. And if we have some victories, that'll put us in a better position for a negotiated peace. He said, that's a village-by-village strategy that we had going back to Vietnam. It didn't work there. It's not going to work here, said Rand Paul. But these people, as President Trump was saying, we're going to pull this down. You had people in the Pentagon a little over a year ago say, no, you're not. No, you're not. It's like, what arrogance. I mean, the president ought to just fire these people. We had Truman fire MacArthur because he said, you're not subordinate to me. President Trump, there are precedents for this type of stuff. You don't have to do everything the Pentagon says. You don't have to do everything the Supreme Court says. Andrew Jackson, you like him. Andrew Jackson said they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. He ignored the Supreme Court. He defied the central bank. He shut it down. As a matter of fact, he didn't renew the charter. I believe they tried to kill him. But nevertheless, he was against the central bank. It's not enough just to change some of the people at the top. These institutions are corrupt. The FBI is a good example of this. It still bears the name of J. Edgar Hoover on the building itself because it embodies his values. I hear all these conservatives on Fox News. I hear Rush Limbaugh. Well, it's not the FBI. The FBI has always been great. Don't believe the propaganda. That was a TV show starring Efren Zimbalist Jr. It was sponsored by J. Edgar Hoover. I mean, it was nothing but a propaganda outlet for J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI. But the FBI has a long history of institutional corruption. And putting some of these ringleaders in jail is only the first step, but it is an essential step if you're going to reform anything. There has to be some fear of people in the FBI that they're going to have some accountability if they do things that are illegal. And there isn't. We'll talk a little bit about McCabe coming up, but let's not get away from the gun stuff here because we've got the Trump campaign. As we look at the threats right now, the economy, and this could all blow up. It could create not only a massive depression, but it could create a worldwide depression. That could keep President Trump from getting elected. No matter how much people dislike him, if the economy is percolating along, they will vote for him. That's why I was talking about what happened with Clinton. That's why the Clinton people said, it's the economy, stupid. Forget about all this stuff with Monica Lewinsky. Forget about the bimbo eruptions, as the left like to call the derogatory remarks that they called all the people that Bill Clinton violently assaulted and raped. Oh, they're just bimbos. Just ignore them. They're trailer trash. It's the economy. And it was. The economy got him reelected. And so President Trump should be very concerned about that. He should also be very concerned about not protecting the Second Amendment. One of the things that President Trump's campaign is doing as Business Insider is talking about. I think it's on the Drudge Report. They're launching their own social networking app to mobilize an army for Trump in 2020. I think President Trump is concerned, and rightfully so, when you see the fact that in the Israeli elections, you had Facebook jump in there, and in the final hours, they shut down the Facebook page for Benjamin Netanyahu. They don't like Benjamin Netanyahu, so they're going to use their power to interfere in those elections. And instead of threatening them, and again, it's, you know, he can't threaten them because then they're going to accuse him of being authoritarian, right? Instead of saying anything about it, he groveled before them and said, no, no, it was a staffer who said what you didn't like. And it's like there wasn't anything really wrong with what was said, quite frankly. It was part of the political process. If you don't like what was said, you don't vote for him. But you shouldn't allow Facebook to censor it. They're censoring the political debate. And I'm sure President Trump is worried that they're going to do that even to him. And of course they will, because they have censored InfoWars, and they have censored people who have opposed war, who have opposed the surveillance state here. And so he's going to create an app, a smartphone app, that'll encourage people to donate, to volunteer their time, stay on top of what the president is doing. And my only question is, if he puts an app out there, are they going to shut down the app? You know, Apple shut down InfoWars app when it was the number one news app on their site. They didn't care. They didn't care. Do you think they'll shut down President Trump? Maybe they'll say, well, we think that one of your staffers put up something that we feel is going to hurt the feelings of somebody, so we're going to shut your entire app down. We're compelled to do that. Our sense of social justice compels us to censor your free speech. And, of course, if you get onto this app, the plan is that the Trump app will reward supporters with things like VIP seats at a rally or a photo with the president. Here's what we want, President Trump. We want to be rewarded, those of us who supported you. We want to be rewarded with you building the wall, putting America first. How about putting the Constitution first? You know, that'd be great. Stop the foreign wars. Stop any of the attacks on the Second Amendment. You know, that would be a reward that your supporters would really get interested in, wouldn't it? And yet, we see from, actually, it's a Breitbart story that reports on what The Hill said, which reports on what The Washington Post said. So I don't know if this is true or not. I mean, this is a chain here. That goes all the way back to a very unreliable source, the Washington Post. But what they're saying is that and you also have a senator, a Republican senator from South Dakota, John Thune, is also saying that he's concerned about this, talking about an app for the phone, not for supporters, but an app for universal background checks. What's up with that particular app? We'll tell you when we come back. Stay with us.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, you want universal gun registration? Well, maybe there's going to be an app for that. Is that what President Trump is going to roll out? That's been reported by the Washington Post. The Hill reported that. You got a Senator John Thune from South Dakota is concerned about that. We'll talk about exactly what that may be. We don't know for sure. We're waiting to see, but they're all thinking that President Trump is going to roll out some kind of gun control this week. It's not looking good. Like I said, you know, killing the economy with a war in the Middle East, which regardless of how long the war would go, and you know it's going to last a long time if we get involved in Iran. But I know that Americans don't really care much anymore about that. They don't really care. They talk about how much we care about the victims of 9/11, and yet we shield the people that the government says committed this atrocity. In the official story, the perpetrators are shielded by the U.S. government. And we say that we love and honor our troops, and yet we continue to send them off to these wars for which we don't really have a reason. We pick conflicts, and we keep these conflicts going eternally. And I know people don't really care anymore, right? They don't care. It's not your kids being drafted. If your kids go, it's like, you know, yeah, they signed up to go for that. That's what they're doing and so forth. But nobody cares about justified wars anymore, but maybe you'll care if the economy melts down. Maybe you'll care if it costs the election. And so, you know, we have to be concerned about this in a variety of ways. And maybe the way that we can get people to pay attention is to appeal to their pocketbooks. I don't know that they really care anymore about life in general, especially not the lives of foreigners. That's cheap, right? We're supposed to bring in all the Democrats who have so much compassion for all these foreign citizens. Every single one of them ought to come in the United States. We'll give them welfare benefits that are superior to anything that anybody can get here in America as an American citizen. We love everybody in the world, except those people that we just starve to death or blow up because it was worth it, as Madeleine Albright said, right? But folks, we're going to talk about this app. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that support things like band.video, where you can see this show and all the other shows we have at InfoWars there, because we've been banned off of social media. You can now find us at band.video. And we're not going to give up. And as long as you support us, we will be in the fight. And you've been very good to do that over the last year. And we want to help to support you as well, support you and support your health. And so we've got a lot of great, very effective products made from safe, natural ingredients. And you can find many of those on sale right now. We have 50% off Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 formula. We have 50% off Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off Bod Ease. We have a special 50% off Brain Force Plus when you buy it with Chill Force. You can try the Chill Force on its own, 40% off. We have a big special on gut health. We have a lot of different products in the Gut Health Combo Pack. You can take a look at that at InfoWarsStore.com. Those individual components are discounted 63% off, but if you get all of them together, you'll get 75% off all of them as part of that total Gut Health Combo Pack. And over the weekend, my wife unfortunately had a situation on Friday. She was helping with a homeschool co-op group, and as part of that, she was helping with a special needs child outside, and she did not realize she was out in the sun for 2 hours, and she got severe sun poisoning. And I got to tell you, the next morning, she was breaking out in blisters all over her cheeks and everything. She put on Super Silver the night before as this was happening, and it took those blisters off of her cheek. Now, her nose is still really bad, but not nearly as bad as it would have been, I'm convinced, without the Super Silver, because it's got vitamin E and many other things that are very soothing for your skin. Plus, especially if you've got a situation like this where you've got some open wounds because of blisters, it's going to prevent any kind of infection from bacteria. So that's been amazing what it has done. We've had a couple of, my family, we've had a couple of situations where people gotten skin poisoning. My son got it once, and it was horrific compared to how the Super Silver helped my wife over the weekend. So take a look at all those products that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. I would highly recommend that new product as well. We've got many products, 40, 50, 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk about this background check for Universal Background Check app, as reported by the Washington Post. It would be connected to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System that could be used to complete background checks on private gun sales. See, this is what they're coming after. They want to shut down what they've always called the gun show loophole, right? They don't want there to be any private gun sales, any private gun transfer. So anytime you transfer a gun, you're going to have to get the approval and report it to the government. But how do you do that? I mean, you just don't, oh, we got an app for that. Everybody's got a phone, and the phones are being used as Big Brother already, so let's just put a universal registration app on the phone. And as the Senate Majority Whip John Thune, South Dakota, said, this app would be a de facto registry. That's right, because the government's goal is to eliminate not just all private gun sales. The government's goal is to eliminate all privacy. So where better to eliminate private gun sales, and where better than to create a registration than the actual tool that was designed to be your life log? Oh, that's right. They changed it to Facebook. I forgot. Yeah, the DARPA program that was called Life Log, going to keep track of everything that you do your entire life. Well, they shut that down as soon as Facebook opened up. And the total information awareness, people said, well, I think the government ought to have total information awareness. They shouldn't know everything that I'm doing in my life. So they changed the name. They dropped the name, but they continued the programs. As a matter of fact, they got many programs for that. And we just saw last week how the government the Trump administration's Department of Justice was demanding that, we're talking about apps, right? There is an app, Obsidian 4, that is used to calibrate a particular scope that is a night vision scope made by American Technologies Network. And they said, we want you to turn over to us all the private information that you can obtain, phone numbers, addresses, everything, you know, that you've got on the people who downloaded that app. And that's the order from the Department of Justice sent out to Google, sent out to Apple. We've already had the Trump administration say, you know, we talk about an attachment like a scope, right? Well, you know, we've never had attachments regulated before until President Trump, with an executive order, regulated bump stocks by executive order. Even Obama did not do that. And so now you got the Trump Department of Justice saying, and now we want to know who has these scopes. Now they're saying that they're worried that they might be going across international borders. And we've got Mexico now demanding that the U.S. halt weapon flows across the border. This is another gun control tactic that goes back to Fast and Furious. And before Fast and Furious, it goes back to the Bush administration's Gun Walker program. Many conservatives think that Fast and Furious was an Obama thing. No, it wasn't. All this stuff started with the Bush administration. And these policies that are set up, again, the people, they change the faces in Washington, but the real government is the permanently entrenched bureaucracy, the permanently entrenched Department of Justice and the FBI and all these other regulatory agencies. They don't change. They don't change. And their agendas don't change. And it doesn't matter whether you've got a Republican face there or Democrat face there. It just depends on, you know, if it's a Republican face, a Republican say, oh, it's okay, he's got us covered. If it's a Democrat, it's a Democrat say, it's all right, we're happy, Obama's in office, so we don't have anything to worry about. And Republicans say the same thing about President Trump. And yet this whole thing coming from Mexico now say, you got to stop the weapons coming across the border. Well, you know, one way to do that would be to build a wall. One way to do that would be to use the American military right now to defend our border instead of provoking a new Middle East war and exploding the world's oil supply. But no, we can't do that. We can't build a wall there. So what's the other alternative? Well, since we can't do a real solution, let's create a second problem. And that's the one that the UN has been pushing. That was what was behind the Gunwalker and the Fast and Furious. It was the UN Arms Trade Treaty. And again, just like all the pushes in Washington, this is yet another push for universal gun registration. The whole purpose of the UN Arms Trade Treaty was to say that we got to stop small arms from going across borders. How do we do that? Well, we got to know who has each and every small firearm in the United States. That means that we've got to have a universal registry so that we can have this UN Arms Trade Treaty. Isn't it interesting how these all converge?
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you, the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the fire department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It's just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis. And to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world is awakened to 9/11, and InfoWars and our researchers and our guests and our whistleblowers have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As people nervously watch the markets to see what the reaction is going to be to what's going on after the attacks this weekend on the oil refineries of Saudi Arabia, and I'll repeat, the U.S. government is now telling us that those attacks against a vulnerable oil refinery could not have been done by low-tech drones. It could only be done by high-tech cruise missiles. These are the people who told us that airplanes flew at altitudes and speeds that people who have flown those airplanes, pilots for 9/11 Truth, many instructors, pilots with decades of experience said it's not possible to fly planes at that altitude and that speed. These are the same people who told us that a few Saudis living in Afghan caves engineered a massive terror attack and took down not a vulnerable oil refinery, but took down three steel skyscrapers, as President Trump said, the strongest skyscrapers he had ever seen, that had withstood a bomb attack at its foundation, knocking out half of the support there, but it didn't collapse. But they want us to believe that that amateur attack where three buildings, just in New York, three buildings fell with two planes hitting two of those buildings. They want us to believe that, but they don't want us to believe that it could be anything coming out of Yemen against Saudi Arabia. It has to be cruise missiles from Iran. So just hold that thought as you watch the lies coming out of Mike Pompeo's mouth and this Dr. Strangelove character who's taken the place of John Bolton. You look at the statements that this guy who replaced Bolton said back in the 1980s about nuclear war. It's more frightening than anything I've heard John Bolton say, quite frankly. I don't understand what's going on with the personnel in the Trump administration. But let's talk about gun control, because everybody is eagerly awaiting and expecting President Trump to do some kind of gun control legislation this week, says CBS. But the substance of it, they say, is a mystery. Well, it's a mystery as to why we're continuing to infringe unconstitutionally on the Second Amendment. It's a mystery to me. We had, as Beto O'Rourke saying, you know, hell yeah, we're going to take your AR-15s after just a year ago, April 2018. No. Nobody should be able to buy any more AR-15s. But if you got them, you can keep your AR-15s, right? Now he's very proud of that. And you've got a Democrat senator, Chris Coons of Delaware, said, well, that clip's going to be played for years at Second Amendment rallies with organizations that try to scare people by saying Democrats are coming for your guns. Look, he's not the only one saying that. Eric Swalwell said that. Kamala Harris is essentially saying that as well. She's not talking about full-on confiscation, but she's talking about suspending the Constitution. I'm going to give you 100 days, and here's my list of actions that I want to take as infringements against the Second Amendment. And if you don't do it, I'll do it by executive order. Where did she get that idea? Well, we had President Trump saying, take the guns, do the due process later. We had President Trump doing an executive order to regulate a firearm accessory, something that had never been done before. Never been done by executive order. Never had a firearm accessory regulated by the government. Not even Obama did that. But President Trump did it, and because it's President Trump, Republicans just said, it's okay. He's got a plan. No, we have a plan. It's called the Constitution. And President Trump swore to that plan as a condition of office. It's not just a campaign promise. He swore to defend the Constitution. So bottom line, folks, is when we look at this, yeah, it is a mystery as to why this is happening. But let me explain the mystery to you. The difference between the Republicans and the Democrats on the Second Amendment is the Democrats have now become Marxist authoritarian robbers. They get right in your face and say, we're going to take it. The Republicans, on the other hand, and all these, most of the people who are urging President Trump to do something are Republicans. They're operating as thieves. They're doing it by stealth. They're shooting you in the back. That's what the Democrats used to do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We sold Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've had now the Houston Police Chief, Art Acevedo. And of course, he used to be the police chief here in Austin. Art Acevedo completely loses it when it comes to a shooting that involves one of his officers. Now he is saying that because a suspect got into a physical fight with a police officer, took the officer's gun. The suspect did not have a gun. He took the gun from the police officer and shot the police officer with it. Shot him in the abdomen, below his bulletproof vest. Another officer then entered the backyard and killed the suspect. Okay. So you look at a situation like this. Art Acevedo's take is that means we need gun control. Are you kidding me? Because an unarmed suspect took away the police officer's gun and use it on him? That means that you got to take away guns now from lawful citizens, law-abiding citizens, lawful gun owners? Acevedo is saying, we're in Washington talking about gun violence in our city, in our community, in our country, and I don't want to hear from politicians tomorrow about how much they care about my cop. He responded to this incident by denouncing those who offer sympathy for the officer while refusing to support gun control, reports Breitbart. And then Acevedo said, if they're not here to talk to us about solutions, yeah, final solutions has been offered by Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis O'Rourke. His final solution is to take all the guns, right? If they're not here to talk to us about solutions, then don't bother showing up to the Houston Police Department. Yeah, that's right. Take the gun from a cop. Well, the solution to that is to take guns from law-abiding citizens. I don't know. You know, we had a situation here when Art Acevedo was police chief. And you had a situation, if I remember correctly, I think it was they were investigating a bank robbery and the police were there at the bank. And a black guy walks up and he looks at all the police in the bank. And he turns away and he starts to run. He hadn't committed a crime. He was just afraid of the police for some reason. Police officer chased him down. They got into a struggle on the bridge and the police officer shot and killed him in the struggle. Art Acevedo defended the police officer. Regardless of what you think about that, it's clear where Art Acevedo's loyalties lie. They lie with the police and the police only. He doesn't care about the Constitution. As a matter of fact, he took time out to thank Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick for coming out. He came out of the closet. Dan Patrick came out of the closet as a traditional Democrat gun grabber. He came out of the closet in support of gun control and against any private sales. And this seems to be the tact that is now taking place within the Republican Party. Republicans here in Texas, Republicans in Washington are all pushing President Trump. We now hear that there is an app for that. They will make an app available, and you will need to, if you have a private sale, you'll need to have that app on your phone so that you can snitch, right, on your neighbors or whoever you're selling the gun to. You can do an instant background check, and you can register that person as the owner of the gun. And at the same time, just to give you an idea that this whole thing is they're taking this at every level. It's not just the Democrats. It's not just the Republicans. It's also the UN, the UN Arms Trade Treaty, the Mexican government. They're all saying we need to have universal gun registration. We've got guns that are crossing the border, so we got to have registration of all Americans inside. All the Republicans are saying we got to stop these private sales. Look at what happened. The El Paso guy, he bought that privately, so we got to shut that down. Say all the Republicans now. Yeah, the fix is in. So let's talk real quickly about these three different aspects. Let's talk about privacy, confiscation, and red flag, which is really going to be swatting people. I've got three stories about each one of those. First, privacy. Let's talk about the privacy aspect of universal registration. We have a report from WND pointing out that a new study found that state agencies that process driver's licenses, remember, that's a privilege, they tell you. It's a privilege to be able to move. And they're going to severely restrict that privilege coming up. Severely restrict that. You accept the idea that basic human rights are now privileges. They're going to take those privileges away from you bit by bit. And so most people accept the idea that it is a privilege to be able to move in the United States. And so part of that privilege is to get a license, which has also been proposed for firearms by Cory Booker. A 5-year license, just like a driver. As a matter of fact, he appeals to, we can make driving a privilege. You know, moving should also is a privilege. So, you know, being able to shoot, and sure enough, it's going to come out that to communicate, you need to have a license and a privilege as well. They're talking about that in different ways for news organizations. And of course, they've already shut us down, but they've been kicking around the idea of licensing real press. That's a bit troublesome for them. So they came up with a backdoor way to do that. You have approved organizations approved by the military industrial complex sock puppet, Microsoft. They call that NewsGuard. You get that check mark there, or you get the check mark in the Google browser, or you're allowed on the Apple store with your app or whatever. You know, that's the kind of licensing that they're doing, the privilege licensing that they're doing. They're not calling it that, but that's a way to license and control speech. And they want to license and control the Second Amendment, your ability to defend yourself. They've already controlled your ability to move. And if they can control your ability to move, communicate, and shoot, they control you. Anyway, in Wisconsin, for example, the Division of Motor Vehicles has taken in more than $17 million by selling private information that they obtained about people when they got their driver's license. They sell it to thousands of businesses, including private investigators, who use the information then to make money. So it's kind of like the big data business model that is really what Google and Facebook and all these internet companies operate on. It's all free. Come on in. Well, you know, it's not free for the DMV, but you have to go there if you don't want to have a conflict with them and get that license. And so then they profit from that information. And it's interesting because even in Wisconsin, they say this is legal, even though they passed something that they called the Driver's Privacy Protection Act of 1994. What was that about? Well, they created that after some individual hired a private detective to find the address of an actress, Rebecca Schaefer, just before he murdered her. So because it was a high-profile celebrity who was murdered, because this guy hired a private investigator to track her down, they said, well, we're going to protect your privacy. Just like we got the Patriot Act and these other things, right? except that what it did was it enabled the sale of your information to people. So, yeah, we're not going to let the private detective get it so that he can turn it over to a stalker and kill somebody unless he promises, I cross my heart and hope to die, that I will not contact that person by mail, email, telephone, or other means. Now, of course, that wouldn't have any effect on the private detective because the private detective didn't stalk her down and kill her. So a private detective could say, sure, yeah, I'm just getting this information. I had no ill will to her or anything. I just was hired to get this information. I turned it over. I don't know what's going to be used for that, right? It's just another lie from your government representatives. Oh, we're going to protect your private data. Think about that when you think about how the universal gun registration is going to work. What is the government going to do with that information? Are they going to sell it to people? I mean, look at what the left is doing to Border Patrol agents and anybody that they don't like. What are they going to do to people who own guns? Because they hate you too, right? You want that information there? Oh, but don't worry. The government will keep that private? Not a problem. Not a problem. No, they'll sell it. They'll make money on it. It'll be leaked. But there's other things that are even worse than that. We'll talk about the confiscation aspects and the red flag swatting aspects of universal gun registration when we return.
I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at Infowars.com, 15 years ago that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price. And it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system, so many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant, originally obviously from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just talked about the privacy aspect, as it appears that the Republicans and the Democrats are all coming together. They can all agree that we have to have universal gun registration, right? The UN agrees. Mexico agrees. And the Republicans and Democrats agree. Can they get President Trump to agree to that? And I just told you that even though they have claimed and even had laws that said they were set up to protect data privacy, going back to the 1994 stalking and then murder of an actress. They enacted that law to protect privacy. You've got the Department of Motor Vehicles and state after state that are selling that information for tens of millions of dollars. So you think your privacy and your safety is going to be protected by the government? No, it isn't. If you have universal registration. And now, and again, it's rumors. We don't know. But we're being told by the Washington Post, The Hill, and even some senators, the House majority, the Senate majority whip, or Senate majority leader, sorry, getting the House and Senate mixed up here. The Senate majority leader, Senator Thune, is saying this is universal gun registration if we have this app that you're going to have to use for private sales. But let's take a look at the other aspect of this. As we look at confiscation, I've talked for a long time about how if we don't pay attention to what's happening with civil asset forfeiture, confiscating people's cars, their homes, their businesses, their livelihood, and we've seen many instances of this. We had the prosecutor in Boston, the federal prosecutor Ortiz, who in one particular incident came after a motel and said, we're going to take your entire motel for, you know, we're going to say that it's part of the war on drugs. It's like, what? What are you talking about? Well, over the last 15 years, we've had four different arrests over 15 years out of your hotel. People were dealing drugs and we arrested them. So therefore, your hotel is going to be charged with being an accomplice to those crimes, and we're going to take your entire hotel. You like that? You okay with that? You accept that because Ronald Reagan did that? You accept that because you don't like drugs and drug addiction? I don't either, but I don't like to be terrorized by a criminal government that doesn't have to obey any laws or any due process. And if you let them take the motel, take the car, take the plane, take the cash and do the due process later. Guess what? They don't do the due process later. So we've had civil asset forfeiture. As a matter of fact, you go to the Parkland area where that shooting was that started to kick off these red flag gun laws. And that sheriff there, Sheriff Israel, proudly posed with a Lamborghini that he got out of civil asset forfeiture laws. You know, we had a very, very popular TV series, Miami Vice, that was all about that. You had those two cool cops who drove around everywhere and confiscated supercars and confiscated cigar boats and so forth. And everybody thought that was just the coolest thing. Boy, how do I get a job like that? Or get the spoils of the drug war? and Sheriff Israel there, who couldn't be bothered to adequately protect students in school. He was real proud of the fact that he had confiscated a Lamborghini, so proud, as a matter of fact, that he had it done up in custom livery with all of his department's, stuff on there. So, you know, he was very proud of that. And so now we have a situation in Pennsylvania where the Institute of Justice wants to get forfeiture records there. They said people have a right to know this. This is especially true since we had the Supreme Court recently rule against a plan in Indiana. There, they wanted to confiscate a man's legally obtained $40,000 Land Rover because of a minor drug offense. They found him for a small possession thing. And they said, well, you got drugs in your possession. So instead of fining you for that, we're not going to bother with that. We're just going to take your $40,000 Land Rover that you paid for with an inheritance that you got. And he fought that all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, no, that's excessive. And you can't do that. And so in the wake of that, you have the Institute of Justice going into Pennsylvania say, under the right to know, we would like to get the records of how forfeiture is being abused here in Pennsylvania. And a county judge there said, well, theoretically you can do that, but you don't have enough information. So, go away. If you want to see the receipts of the expenses, you're going to have to be specific about what you want to see. And it's like, well, we want to see how they are confiscating them. Well, you have to give us specific people that have been confiscated. Well, we don't know until you give us that information. They said Pennsylvanians deserve an opportunity to shed some light on civil forfeiture. Law enforcement in Pennsylvania is allowed to take property even when there is no criminal charge. Certainly not a conviction. And they can spend the proceeds on virtually anything they want. The right to know law exists to hold government officials accountable. We don't have that anymore. We don't have any transparency. Everything that our government does is concealed from us, and that includes wars, right? So why would we have any say-so over this? So now there's a battle over just trying to get the records exposed. But when you look at how this is operated against property, how the government has confiscated property, do you think you should be concerned about your guns? You never were concerned when the government confiscated children from your neighbors without any charges, without any due process. They took the children and they said, if you want them back, sue us. That's exactly what they do with the property. So if we don't care when they take our property, we don't care even when they take our children. What do you think is going to happen once they get a universal registry? You know that there are many, many Democrats who don't even fear talking about gun confiscation. As a matter of fact, the reason you've got minor candidates like Eric Swalwell and the beta male saying that is because they realize there's a big groundswell of support for exactly that at the grassroots level with the Democrat Party. That's why they're openly talking about this. Now, here's another aspect of it. Talk about red flag gun laws and how this is going to work. Just take a look at what happened recently with the over the weekend. You might remember the video gamers who decided that they would attack a guy that they didn't like who was playing a video game. And so what happened was you had one of these individuals knew that he knew a guy who was very good at getting people at getting SWAT teams to attack somebody just because he didn't like them. That's called swatting. So he would make a false allegation. He would call 911 and they would send the SWAT team. And so this one individual named Venner recruited another individual named Tyler Barris to SWAT an opponent, but they got the wrong address. The police officers showed up and they shot an innocent father who had done nothing wrong, was not even involved in this video game dispute, and killed him. Now, this guy is getting 19 years for starting the SWAT team. The other guy is getting 20 years because he's done 51 counts of swatting. But the government's going to do that to gun owners with red flag gun laws. They've already done it.
Secret 12 for 4 years, and it was our number third bestseller. We had to discontinue it because when you upgrade a formula, you are supposed to rename it. That new formula is Ultra 12. It's twice as strong as Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. It's got the complex system that lets your body absorb it, and it does amazing things. Supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, helps the body produce energy, helps produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function. It goes on and on. B12 deficiency is a serious problem that can cause anemia, fatigue, weakness, constipation, weight loss, depression, poor memory loss, asthma, vision problems, and low sperm count. Bottom line, folks, you need Ultra 12. It helps fund the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win, and it's 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we can only run the special for the next 2 weeks or so while supplies last. Ultra 12, twice as powerful, half the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsLive.com. There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you, the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented Silver Sol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th. As I sit here recording this on the eve of September 11th, 2019, and I look back to that tragic event 18 years ago, it makes me sick to my stomach to be vindicated and have the fire department of New York and major construction and engineering firms come out and confirm that bombs were in Tower 1, Tower 2, and of course Building 7.
It's just pancakes.
And that then FBI Director Robert Mueller helped cover the whole thing up with the Saudis, and to know that there's a deep state group working within our government with radical Islam who are using the threat of Islamic terror to take our basic liberties and freedoms while empowering and funding radical Islam to take over the planet. Well, 18 years later, I'm here to tell you that the world has awakened to 9/11, and InfoWars and our researchers and our guests, our whistleblowers, have been vindicated yet again. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Freedom to offend. There is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. So just to recap, we look at these new efforts everybody's pushing. Democrats, Republicans, the UN, Mexico are all pushing President Trump to bring in universal background checks, which is basically universal registration. And I just want to remind people, recap, I talked about privacy. They're going to protect your privacy. Don't worry. It's not a problem if they've got your name on a database. They're not going to do anything with that. We've already seen how departments of motor vehicles in many, many states are selling for tens of millions of dollars private information about people that they gleaned from driver's license registration. In spite of the fact that they had put together a law 25 years ago to protect that from happening because somebody hired a private detective, they got the information, tracked down an actress and killed her. Okay, so we'll stop that. Except they're selling it to anybody who promises not to use that for nefarious purposes. And, of course, the private detective didn't use it for nefarious purposes. His client did. They're not going to protect your privacy. What about confiscation? Well, as I pointed out, you know, I've talked for a long time about civil asset forfeiture. I'll never forget when Megyn Kelly came here to come after Alex Jones. Digging. Yeah, she interviewed all of us to try to find something that we would say. And I said something about civil asset forfeiture. And she's like, what? What? I mean, she honestly had never heard of that. Honestly, never heard of that. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry about that. But I know the state of the media. I know the ignorance, the darkness that they've kept the general public in. But folks, they've been confiscating property without a conviction, without even charging people with a crime. And I talked about that, and they're still doing it. And they won't even give people the records of who they've stolen the property from. So you don't think they're going to confiscate your gun if they get a universal registration? And then the final thing, the danger of how they enforce these red flag gun laws. We've already had one individual, that at least that I know of, that's been killed because somebody put him on a, you know, flagged him. Just like you would SWAT team somebody as a joke. I talked about just before we went to break, the Ohio Gamer 19 said, I'm awfully sorry, as he got a father, an innocent father, killed because he called the SWAT team on him. Now, what kind of a world do we live in anyway where we even have SWAT teams? Before the SWAT teams, one of my favorite dark comedies besides Dr. Strangelove, unfortunately we're living all these out, was Brazil by Terry Gilliam, one of the alumni of Monty Python, the American, the guy who did all the animations. Well, you know, if you haven't seen Brazil, that begins with a mistake. You know, they're looking for enemies of the state. And there's an innocent father who's just sitting in his little Agenda 2030 apartment with his children, this little slovenly, you know, dirty apartment, teeny tiny apartment. All of a sudden, this massive, over-the-top police state raid, all these guys in full body armor, black body armor, they cut a hole in the ceiling, they kick in the door, they put a bag over his head. The wife doesn't understand what's going on. He doesn't understand what's going on. They have her sign a receipt, and they take him away. And what had happened was the clumsy technology that they have that permeates that program. I mean, they got monitors. They want bigger monitors? Well, they get Fresnel lenses and put them in front of them to make them bigger. And they have a computer that's running a little mechanical teletype. And as it's typing out the search warrant, it types Buttle and Tuttle instead of Buttle or whatever. And they get the wrong person. But, you know, this is basically the essence of people dying from being swatted. It's, you know, they got the wrong address. They sent the SWAT team there and they show up and they kill the guy who's absolutely innocent. That's the world in which we live today. Brazil. America today is the dystopian Brazil of the early, I think, was it 1984 that Terry Gilliam did that movie? I mean, we've become that. And the military-industrial complex has become Dr. Strangelove. So, you know, and it was a $1.50 bet. These guys were upset about it. And so they decided they would get their friend. They would call the police on him. And, you know, they show up and they kill this father. And one of them is going to go to jail for 20 years because he swatted people 51 different times. 51 different times. The other guy who contacted him and told him, go swat this guy, he's going to get 15 months. And the family gets no father. And we've already had this happen under the red flag gun laws to an individual who just had somebody swat him. And that can be done to anybody. All you have to do is say, I think that person's dangerous. But do they have a gun? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you better take it from them. Oh, if they got a gun, they are dangerous. We better go send the SWAT team right now. That's what's going to happen. So just remember, we hear President Trump say, take the guns, do the due process later. We're talking about an universal background checks and this app to report private sales and so forth. We're talking about your privacy that they will not protect. We're talking about gun confiscation because they've taken property. They've taken children without any due process. And we're talking about people dying from being swatted by anybody who accuses you of being a dangerous individual. And then on top of that, we can superimpose this Orwellian nightmare HARPA that's being sold by these former Obama administration officials through Ivanka to President Trump to try to turn this whole thing into a system of psychological control as well. Well, we're going to label you now not just as dangerous, but as psychologically dangerous. So now you are dangerous, just like your guns are dangerous, and we're going to have to take you away. Kamala Harris, again, doesn't understand why the Constitution should get in the way of her gun control agenda, reports Reason Magazine. As we saw in the debates on Thursday, Biden warned her, admonished her for promising to impose new gun controls by executive fiat if Congress fails to do what she wants. She thinks she's running for a dictator. Well, I want this. I want that. You do this. You do that. Where'd she get that idea? President Trump signed that executive order to prohibit something that Obama never prohibited, that the government has never prohibited. And I said when he did it, I said, you watch what the Democrats are going to do. Now this has become one of her central campaign promises. Just like Beto says, I'm going to take your AR-15. She says, I'm going to use executive orders to do gun controls. And she's got a laundry list. A 100-day plan for gun control. And they said, you know, when he said that to her, it was a perfect opportunity for her to explain where she has the constitutional authority for that. But instead, she just kind of laughed at the question. She said, if Congress fails to send comprehensive gun safety legislation to my desk within the first 100 days as president, and that would include universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, and a repeal of the NRA's corporate gun manufacturer and dealer immunity bill. So that's the what they're talking about doing is suing people because somebody misuses their lawfully manufactured device. So if you're going to sue somebody for taking a gun and using it to kill people, you can sue GM or Ford for running people down with a pickup truck. And she wants to allow that to happen. She says, well, I'll use executive order to keep us safe. She also thinks that the president can mandate near universal background checks by requiring anyone who sells 5 or more guns per year to run a background check on all gun sales. Well, in that particular case, she's not as radical as this proposal that is being rumored, that is being considered by the Trump administration about an app that would be required for all private gun sales. Instead of explaining the legal basis for executive action, says Reason, she made a weak joke. Hey, Joe, instead of saying, no, we can't, let's say, yes, we can. Yeah, we can take away the guns, and we can do it by executive order. President Trump's already set the example. The idea that we should wait for Congress, which has done nothing to act, it's just overlooking the fact that every day in America, babies are dying. That's right. So, you know, if Congress wanted to act, what they would have to do is amend the Constitution. But let's not worry about that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system, so many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3-5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant, originally obviously from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, but it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Happy's is a tincture that you take under the tongue. They've been selling it for over a year. It's a private label of one of the top national sellers of herbs that's known to calm the body but not be a depressant. Now, despite the fact that I've never really promoted or cut an ad for it, it's in our top 10 bestsellers. And right now, for those of you that haven't tried it, you can get it for 50% off. Life is stressful. Almost everything in our lives can put stress and pressure on us. But ashwagandha root, rhodiola root, passion flower herb, green tea leaf, and licorice root is known to be so good for us and to smooth us out in a calm, good way. And Happy's is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. And your purchase supports the broadcast. It is so vital. And I recommend you order another bottle to give friends and family, because this stuff has really worked for myself and so many others. It's Happy's, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, secure your Happy's today at InfoWarsLife.com. I was among the first 12 years ago to warn that Jeffrey Epstein was running a giant governmental blackmail ring using pedophilia. I was the first to warn of human-animal hybrids and organ harvesting. I was the first to begin to warn that babies were being kept alive after they were born for their organs to be harvested. I was the first to warn you, along with Paul Watson at InfoWars.com, 15 years ago, that Google was using microphones and hidden cameras to record everything you do, and hundreds of other giant issues, like the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit, trying to control our economy, that our government in Hollywood have been taken over by the communist Chinese. On every one of these issues and many others, we've been dead on, and we've raised the alarm on a planetary scale. That's why the globalists are trying to shut us down, and that's why you are more critical than ever to support the InfoWar. Please support the InfoWar however you can. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed that their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented SilverSol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, Super Silver Skin Cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Super Silver Skin Cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing.
Yeah, let's talk about the cards they're not showing. The people in Hollywood may be showing you everything about themselves, but they got some cards they're not showing. And we can kind of see this at the Woke Awards. That's what I call the Emmy Awards that came out. Yeah, we'll talk about what those awards were. I mean, you got drag queens and transgenders and Colin Kaepernick, all these things being celebrated at the Woke Emmy Awards. But let's look at what's not being celebrated by these people. The New American has an excellent article by Alex Newman, frequent guest on here. Virginia is persecuting a Christian realtor. Why? Because she had as a tagline on her emails, Jesus loves you and John 3:16. And in Virginia, you know, Thomas Jefferson said that the thing he was most proud of in his life and that he wanted to be remembered for was not as the author of the Declaration of Independence, but as the author for the religious liberty bill in Virginia. And yet, in Virginia, the one religion that they will not tolerate is Christianity now. Under the guise of combating discrimination, writes Alex Newman, a rogue government body in Virginia is brazenly persecuting and discriminating
against a Christian real estate agent. Her supposed crime, using the phrase, Jesus loves you, in her email signature featuring John 3:16 Bible verse. Seriously. Seriously, they're doing this there. But now a prominent Christian legal organization is coming to her aid, warning that anti-Christian discrimination cannot be tolerated in America. The realtor is Hadassah Carter. She's never been accused by anyone of discrimination. She's had clients that include Catholics, Jews, Hindus, Muslims, Kenyans, and many more. No client has ever suggested that she ever did anything wrong, that she was ever engaged in any hate crime. But now apparently the regulatory board there believes that if you put John 3:16 and Jesus loves you, that in itself is evidence of a hate crime. And so if she loses her case, she will either lose her right to free speech and religious liberty, or she will lose her right to earn a living. Isn't that amazing? And that's Virginia. So much for religious liberty, right? Not for Christians. If state authorities are successful in silencing or destroying her, Alex Newman points out, it's not just going to stop with real estate agents. It will be anybody who has a government license to engage in commerce. And that would include everyone from plumbers to barbers to hairstylists to attorneys. You'll all lose your God-given rights to speak. Think about where this all started. Didn't it start with the Supreme Court? Didn't they say that, you know, in a school you can't have prayer, you can't even have a moment of silence or whatever, because that would establish a religion. What religion would that be? Secular humanism? No, that was the religion that they were establishing. Now, they had to purge Christianity out of the public square. And the guise of saying that it had some connection to the government, no matter how tangential, no matter how long the chain was. Well, if you work for the government, we just had a governor that was attacked because after hours he went to speak at a men's Bible study. They said, you can't do that because you're a governor. You don't lose your religious liberty or your right to free speech because you become an elected official. You don't lose it because you become a coach or a school teacher. And you don't lose it because you are you hold a license for your profession, like being a realtor or a plumber or a hairstylist or a lawyer even. She became a target, and this is something, folks, that you should all think about. She reported a case of suspected racial discrimination. This is kind of like the people who call the cops because they thought they heard something. The cops show up and kill them. Remember that case in Minnesota? Justine Diamond, the Australian lady, 40 years old, she thought she heard something. The police show up, and it was a rookie cop. He had been celebrated by the police department because he was a Somali. They were so excited that they had a Somali police officer. He shot and killed this woman who was in her car, not doing anything, because he was scared. And as a matter of fact, this last April, just as a follow-up, his name was Mohammed Noor. He was convicted of murder, and he'll serve some time in jail for that. But, you know, that happens. Sometimes you call the police on somebody, and they wind up harming you. In this particular case, this realtor reported a case of suspected racial discrimination to the authorities, and she did it by email. And when they looked at her email, they said, you have been noticed, citizen, as a filthy Christian. You've got John 3:16, and you've got Jesus loves you on your emails. You must be a hate criminal because, you know, that's going to violate our fair housing standard if you are a Christian and you say that. You've got to not say that you're a Christian. Now, if you are Ilhan Omar, oh, please, please parade around your faith. Wrap your head up and we'll change all the laws and the traditions of the House of Representatives so that you can do that. And I don't know, I look at Ilhan Omar, I don't understand. You know, I mean, if you're a jihadi terrorist, you get to go to heaven and get 72 virgins if you die killing other people. I guess if you're a female, you get to go to Congress, you can have three husbands instead of 72 virgins. You get three husbands. I guess that's the way that works. But, I guess that makes me guilty of a hate crime, doesn't it? Say something like that. How dare me talk about the Sisterhood of the Traveling Burkas. But, you know, you just have to quote the Bible online in Finland and you get investigated for a hate crime. This one woman who's a politician, Christian Democrat Party in Finland, she said, well, the church that I go to has announced that it's going to be an official partner of the Helsinki Pride event. How does the church's doctrine, the Bible, fit together with the cause where shame and sin are raised as a topic of pride? And she quoted Romans 1, that described same-sex relationship as sinful. And so she is now being investigated for a hate crime, because that's very effective to use that against your political enemies. But what's the other flip side of this? Well, we saw at the Emmys, we saw that RuPaul can come out and say that we are all God in drag. We're all God in drag. That's basically a lot of different things rolled up right there in one. We got Sodom and Gomorrah and pantheism. Yes, God is everywhere. God is in all of us, and we are all God. All of us collectively are God. But RuPaul went on to say some other things. Drag is dangerous. I don't think so. Not today. I mean, you're getting an award for this, right? He said, drag is not politically correct. No, it is. It is very politically correct. And it is worshipped and celebrated and awarded, as we saw at the Emmys. He said, drag will never be mainstream. No, it is. It is mainstream. And we're showing that to our little kids in the libraries. And then at the same award ceremony, they gave Nike an award for their commercial starring Colin Kaepernick, the same Nike that is now putting out hijabs branded with the Toronto Raptors logo. How about that? I mean, is that kosher or halal or whatever it is to do something like that for Muslim women? I don't know. Are we going to see Ilhan Omar show up in Congress with a Toronto Raptors hijab? And then this, the big hit of the weekend, the big box office hit that the critics in Hollywood love, Hustlers. Hustlers. As RT points out, to celebrate its heroines, based on real-life scammers who victimize people, its heroines as feminist role models is a twisted and morally bankrupt proposition. These are strippers who basically rob the people as part of their prostitution, I guess. I'm not planning on going to the movie. I used to think strippers who drug and robbed men were scum, but it turns out they are empowered feminists, says a reviewer at RT, saying it is supreme cynicism in the way the gang justifies each action by glibly comparing America to one big strip club. This is the final line of the film, in which everyone is out for themselves. Well, in that aspect, they may have America pegged, because maybe America is one big strip club, because that was the most popular movie at the theaters this last weekend. Folks, if you want to see our content, no matter how politically incorrect, you can find it at band.video. That's where you'll find all the shows there and archive, and we're able to do that because of your support. We've also got a great T-shirt to get back in the face of Robert Francis O'Rourke, also known as Beto. We have an AK-47. Underneath it, it says Beto Not. So you can find that T-shirt, many other things, at InfoWarsStore.com. As a matter of fact, we got 50, 60, 75% off many different items. We have Total Gut Health Combo Pack, 75% off. We have Ultra 12, 50% off. As a matter of fact, you get Super Male Vitality, 50% off. You also get a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for listening.
There are few things in this universe that are a sure bet, but I'm here to tell you the products at InfoWarsLife.com are. We go out, we find out what is the best rated, best tested, most loved, most documented substances that God gave us through Mother Nature, and then we make it even stronger, even better, and lower the price. Now, turmeric has been known for thousands of years to help with inflammation, headaches. It's good for the immune system. So many things. It sells itself. But normal turmeric only has 3 to 5% curcuminoid, the active enzyme or system in the plant. Originally, obviously, from India. Well, Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula has a 95% curcuminoid level, that it's got other natural things that help boost it, help your body absorb it, and that's why people absolutely love it. I'm doing this offer for people that haven't tried it yet. 50% off on Body's at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Silver Wound Gel is a private label from the top company in the U.S. that has their products in hospitals and is sold over-the-counter and approved for that by the FDA. We have been blessed with their listeners and let us private label it in the last 2 years. It's been a bestseller. We convinced them to let us come out with a skin cream that basically mimics the top skin creams that are already out there at a lower price with their patented SilverSol technology in it. It's got the hyaluronic acid. It's got the stearic acid. It's got the grapefruit essential oil. It's got the nano silver, coconut oil, and so much more. It's in two sizes, super silver skin cream in 3.4 ounce and in the smaller one. You're not going to find a product this good anywhere, and you're certainly not going to find it at this price, and it funds the InfoWar at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your super silver skin cream today. We can only run this special for another week or so as of taping this September 10th.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.